It's the Sunday Frednats on Deck pregame show. We're chatting with the manager, Billy McMillan, as the Frednats go for their fifth win this week against the Salem Red Sox. And Billy, it seems like especially these last few days, this team has really played a lot of complementary baseball. Is that your take as well?
I don't know if I would describe it that way. The pitching has been really good. When our starters can go five, that saves the bullpen. And for the most part, we've played clean defensively, and we had some guys come up with some big hits. And so I just think that's team baseball. That's the goal for everyone to contribute, and we've had contributions throughout the lineup, and that's helped us stay in games.
Obviously, 14 innings to cover yesterday on the mound in a doubleheader. How big was it to get 10 innings out of your starters, five from Xander Meckley in game one, five from Yoel Tejeda Jr. in game two?
That was clutch. And, you know, the goal for most of our starters this early in the season, if we can get four or five innings, that's good. It's helped that we have a big roster so that we could have covered some innings had they not. But, you know, when they perform, that takes a little bit of load off of the back end of the bullpen. And so, like today, we have a lot of fresh arms to get us through nine.
And the bullpen has been excellent as well. Second best bullpen ERA in the Carolina League so far. 50 strikeouts to only 20 walks. That group really, especially in the first week or so of the season, has carried a lot of the pitching load for this team. Can you talk about the contributions that they've made?
They've thrown strikes for the most part, and you know, changing pitch speeds and picks mixes, been able to get some batters off balance, and you know, as long as we don't walk guys, I think we have a chance to have some short innings and have guys pitch in favorable situations and help, and that'll help us throughout the season.
Jackson Ross is. Had a lot of extra base pop in his first week plus as a pro. Obviously, the huge moment on Tuesday night with the walk-off homer, but a big two-run double yesterday. What do you like the most about his approach to start his career?
There doesn't seem to be any panic in his approach. You know, he's a older guy, so I don't think the moment is too big for him, and he sticks with his plan. I hope some of the younger guys can look at how he goes about his business and kind of emulate that a little bit. But he just seems like he understands. He doesn't try to do too much, and he trusts all the work that he put in the cages.
Royce Marquintana is another guy that's had a lot of early season success, hit safely in six out of his seven games. This is a guy that has some experience at this level. Do you look to him to be a leader for the younger guys as well?
For me, it's too early to say that. I've been around him for 2.5 weeks or so. I just hope that everybody just shows up every day ready to compete. He's come up big, had some big hits for us, and I don't know if it's appropriate to label him a leader right now. But you know, if he goes about his business the right way, then he'll contribute to this team and. That'll be very good for us.
Angel Roman gets a second start of the week today. Had a big blow-up inning on Tuesday where he gave up six runs. What are you hoping for him that he can kind of bounce back from that Tuesday outing?
I think the weather might have affected him. He's not used to pitching in such frigid conditions as he did the other day. My concern is facing the same team in a week. That's always been a concern for me as we've gone to the six-game schedule. Hopefully the weather will be more cooperative for him. He can grip the ball a little bit better and then can execute his pitches a little bit better than he did on Tuesday.
Last one for you. Obviously, before you joined the Nationals, you spent over a decade coaching in the Boston organization. Obviously, we're playing the Boston affiliate Salem this week. You previously have managed in Salem. Obviously, I know that you're just focused on this team and these guys, but it has to feel nice to have won a series against your old organization and going for number five today.
It's a baseball game. I have friends over there, so I wish them well, but you know, I'm trying to help our guys, and I think that's something that people outside might wonder if that's an issue, but I'm not even thinking about it.
All business, Billy McMillan on Fred Nats on Deck. Thanks, Billy.
Yep, no problem.